The next patient is Darlene Vale. The last name is Vilek and Victor, A-L-E. Darlene is the first name, D-A-R-L-E-N-E. Number one, this is the clinical case of an 81-year-old white female patient of Dr. Piccioni, P-I-C-C-I-O-N-E, who is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3. The latest laboratory workup. Was on February the 22nd, 2023. The patient has a serum creatinine of 1.2, a BUN of 36, and an estimated EFR of 42.6, which makes her a CKD3B. The urinalysis that was done the same day fails to show any protein in the urine. Unfortunately, no, forget about that. The protein creatinine ratio is with a normal range. Period. The retroperitoneal ultrasound that was done on September 7 of 2022, shows hyperechogenicity in the kidney consistent with the medical renal disease, period. Number two, the patient has normocytic normochromic anemia with a iron saturation of just 14%, despite the fact that she's taking one tablet of iron on daily basis, period. We are going to increase the supplementation to 2 tablets, preventing some constipation. The patient was made aware of that fact. If the constipation becomes a problem, the patient will be a candidate for parenteral administration of iron in order to deal with the chronic anemia. Following number, the patient has a history of hypothyroidism. On February the 22nd of 2023, the patient had a TSH that was 16.45. The T3 is just 2.2, and the T4 is with a normal range. I am going to defer the management of the thyroid supplementation to Dr. Piccioni. Following number, the patient has evidence of hyperuricemia. The latest determination was 10.7. She doesn't have a history of gout, but it would be in the best interest to have for her patient to have in best interest for this patient to have a uric acid between 4.5 and 5.5 milligrams per cent. I am going to defer the treatment of this hyperuricemia to Dr. Piccioni as well. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, the patient has a history of atrial fibrillation that is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Sankar. And the patient used to be, up until September of the year 2022, on Coumadin that could explain the presence of the anemia. Period. She is no longer taking Coumadin. She has been taking the iron without improvement of the anemia. We spent 12 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation. We're going to reevaluate this case in 5 months.